We are joined now in the studio by Jennifer Peterson, the Associate Director of Communications from the North Carolina Botanical Garden. Jennifer, how are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And I'm going to start this off as with my standard newbie question. As somebody who just moved here and has not yet been to the Botanical Garden, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about what the garden is like in general and what makes it unique.
Sure. The North Carolina Botanical Garden focuses mostly on native plants. So those are the plants that have been in the southeastern United States for tens and thousands of years. One part of our garden shows kind of how you could showcase these plants in your home garden, should you want to do that. We also have a plant sale if you want to buy some plants to start your own home garden. My favorite thing throughout the year at the garden, we have habitat gardens that showcase plants of the Piedmont, the coastal plain, sandhills, mountain habitat. So you can walk through North Carolina in half an hour and see plants from all across the state, which I find extremely exciting.
Is everything that's in the garden native to North Carolina?
We have two pockets of plants that are not. One is our plant families garden, and that showcases groups of plants that are in the same family. So you can see why they are classified, like why are these mints, why are these sunflowers, that kind of thing. And then our herb garden has plants from all over the world too.
Do you have a favorite section?
Well, my favorite section, like I think every staff member, it changes throughout the year. Currently, my favorite is the carnivorous plant bed. There's just a lot of action with insects, of course. And then we have orchids and what we call bog cheetos blooming right now. So it's just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, my kids have recently discovered that there are carnivorous plants here, and they're pretty excited about it. So we might have to go check that out.
Oh, definitely. We have the most diverse collection of carnivorous plants.
One of the things that you just said that kind of caught my interest was that everybody who works there has a different favorite part of the garden depending on what time of year it is. So how different is the garden from season to season?
Oh, it varies quite a lot. So I'll start with early spring. There's the ephemerals on the floor or in the beds in the mountain habitat. So those are the tiny flowers that bloom before the trees leaf out. Always much anticipation for those. Spring, there's through April and May and early June, just every day different flowers are blooming and ending. So a lot of variety there. And then the carnivorous plants start soon in fall. The coastal plain will erupt in these beautiful yellow flowers, which will be absolutely stunning. And asters will be everywhere. And then in winter, there are not many flowers that bloom that are native to North Carolina or the Southeast, but you learn to find interest in the seeds and the grasses. And like some of the grasses, the light will hit it. It'll look like twinkle lights. It's really pretty in the winter too.
Nice. So I know there's a lot of programs and events that the garden has going on pretty consistently. So can you tell us about some things that are coming up?
Yeah, during the summer from Memorial Day to Labor Day, we stay open until 8 o'clock on Thursdays so people can enjoy twilight at the garden. We call it Twilight Thursdays. And we have some events lined up for the rest of the season. So this Thursday, Will and Pop's food truck will be there. And then the following Thursday, we're having Botanical Tattoo Night. So if you have a botanical tattoo, or if you just want to meet people with botanical tattoos, you can come out, get inspiration for a tattoo. We are interested in finding some tattoo artists to come out. So if anyone knows of any or anyone is a tattoo artist and they would like to come out, that would be fantastic. And then the following week, we have So Good Pupusas, and Lisa Furukawa is performing. And then we'll have Will and Pops the following week with the Misadventures. And then the last week, we're going to have So Good Pupusas again, and Blue Mora will be there.
All right, so lots of food truck, lots of live music, and this tattoo event is kind of intriguing. Is this something that you've done before, or is this the first one?
It's the first one. We're pretty excited. We have several staff members with botanical tattoos, so we're excited to see what other people have done, too.
That makes sense. It makes sense that the staff at a botanical garden would, if you were surveying the tattoos, that there would be a botanical theme there.
Yeah, there certainly is.
Excellent. So there you have it. There's a one-of-a-kind event coming up, and that's next Thursday, right?
It's August 4th.
August 4th.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Talk to me a little bit about some of the longer-term things that the botanical garden has going on, like some longer-term projects or maybe even just some kind of bigger picture, like why is it good to have a healthy botanical garden in a community?
Sure. So in addition to showcasing native plants, we also work heavily in conservation, in conserving natural spaces in the area, and also researching ways to help endangered and rare plants. So we have that research arm going on. There's always new and interesting things going on. And in addition, our herbarium is currently working on an app to help you ID plants as you're out botanizing, or I mean, maybe you're out just for a nature walk, but whatever you're doing, you can use that app to ID plants. They're hard at work on that.
Excellent. All right. I have one other question that I don't know if there's a good answer to necessarily, but I'm wondering if with the, you know, mired in a heat wave right now, as we continue to get different weather patterns due to climate change, has that had any effect on the garden so far? And are there plans for how it might affect the garden in the future?
So we haven't seen any major changes. No plants have gone extinct in our space or anything like that. We are working with the Chicago Botanic Garden on Project Budburst. It's a community science project where we're researching how plants and pollinators are responding to climate change. So we are contributing to research in that way. And also the herbarium is very active in this area. For those of you who aren't aware of what an herbarium is, it's a kind of a library of plant specimens, so plants that have been pressed and stored, and we have them for hundreds of years, so we can go and look and see plant specimens and where they were collected, and we can see if they're still growing there or not, so we can kind of figure out climate change in that way.
Excellent. We're speaking with Jennifer Peterson, the Associate Director of Communications from the North Carolina Botanical Garden. We've got a couple of minutes left. Is there anything that you wanted to mention that we haven't covered yet?
Sure. I'll just mention a few events that are coming up in September. They're events we have every year. So September 17th is when Sculpture in the Garden will start with our preview party, and that will run through the beginning of December. It's always a great time to visit the garden. Not only is it beautiful, but there's fun sculptures, and I know there's some really, really nice ones coming this year. And then we'll have our fall plant sale on September 23rd and 24th. The 24th will be the public sale, so we'll have lots of natives for you to incorporate in your home landscape. And also, if you have guests in town for a football game, we're a great place to drop by while you're heading off to the game or maybe the day after. We'd be happy to see you there. And one thing I just want to mention is we also take care of the Coker Arboretum, and the Coker Arbor is going to be redone over the next year. So that's another exciting project we have going on.
What does that entail?
So we're working to make it more accessible and have sight lines from the streets for safety. So this time it's going to involve raising the sidewalk up to street level and then creating an arbor on top of that. So quite an extensive project for us.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Jennifer Peterson, the Associate Director of Communications from the North Carolina Botanical Garden. Thanks for being here, and I look forward to visiting the garden soon.
Thank you.